Okay, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Mark Dieth, and I'm founder and creative director at the Creative Co-op.
Why are the Creative Co-op interested in us as a community value?
The Creative Co-op do lots of work at local level and with locality, and in particular around the asset transfer unit and the PlayStation .org.uk. And we're interested in the legislation because it's a government legislation, and I'm interested to learn about how that is translated and acted upon at a local level.
Okay, so how do you think the events went?
We learned a lot from doing the events. I'm glad we split it over two sessions because it allowed us to gain understanding of how people were going to react to the legislation and then adjust our second session accordingly. The main thing we learned from it was really personally that people confuse the assets of community value list with the heritage list, and personally, if I was to change legislation, then I would probably just launch it in the context of what the heritage list does too, so people can compare the jobs of both lists. Overall, I was really impressed with the number of people that turned up and their willingness to really roll their sleeves up and get inside the legislation and try and break it apart and find out how it could be useful in Colchester.
So do you feel that in light of the events, has your opinion changed at all on the legislation?
I suppose being passionate about grassroots action, I naturally walked into it with scepticism. But coming out of it, I think while it might not go far enough, it certainly starts a conversation and people at local level thinking about their buildings in different ways. So in my opinion, has changed as far as how and why it's useful. And that it's useful just because it gets people thinking in a different way about buildings. And not just preserving them because of their historical significance, but also thinking about how we can protect and assist our social enterprises and service organisations and the buildings and spaces they rely on.
So, what's next?
Well, as the report says, we were at the end of the events, we were looking to find a home for the conversation and trying to find a local organisational group who might champion it after our work. And we haven't yet managed to find that group, but everyone was in agreement that needed to happen and someone needs to be around locally to facilitate that. So to continue the conversation on and get more people engaged with it in hope of finding that organisational community group, we're going to run a walk as part of Jane's Walks in Colchester and have a public tour of some of the assets that came up in our sessions and continue debate and conversations, but hopefully with a wider group of people in the hope of finding that organisation to champion it going forward.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.